The U18 Wilkie bigger national outlaws have also been playing in provincials, sweeping through the U18B first round against the Waldheim Outlaws and the second round against the Shelbrook Elks. The Elks had advanced by beating the Unity Lasers, winning the third game tiebreaker. The National Outlaws are playing the Aberdeen Flames in the Northern semifinals. The first game was in Bigger, February 25, and ended in a 4-4 tie. The second game, and third if necessary, will be in Aberdeen March 2. After winning their first second-round game in U13C Provincials, the Unity Lasers repeated the win in Game 2, at home February 14, defeating the Rosetown Red Wings 6-1, to move on to the third round. The Lasers started their third-round series against the Hague Royals at home February 24. The Royals were on the scoreboard first, scoring halfway through the first period, but 2 minutes later Laser Ryden Hoffman, assisted by Liam Close, tied the game. The only scoring in the second was by the Royals, to end the period with a 2-1 lead. The Hague team scored again early in the third to increase their lead to 3-1. Audible gasps from the crowd filled the arena when the Hague goaltender turned away shots while the Lasers worked hard to come from behind. An unassisted shorthanded goal by Ryden, with only 3:06 remaining, put the Lasers within 1 minute and 7 seconds later, Ryden's hat trick, this time with an assist from Van Geeney, brought the home team to a 3-3 tie, which was the final score. The game 2, or maybe 3, tiebreaker is in Hague, March 1 and will determine whether Unity or Hague advances to the Northern Final. The Macklin Mohawks swept the Maidstone Jets in U18D Provincial Hockey, winning their games 12-2 and 12-1, qualifying them for the Northern Final. Playing the Edam Three Stars in that final, the Mohawks handily won their first game 5-2, in Macklin February 25. Games 2 and maybe 3 will be in Turtleford, March 2. Caribert West Central Rage advanced directly to the U18C Northern Semifinal, hosting the Lanigan Pirates February 25. The Rage won 5-0 and will take on the Pirates again in Lanigan March 1. Goaltender Ryland Richmond had the shutout. The U15 Caribert Tigers also advanced directly to their Northern Semifinal and played in Lashburn February 25, losing the game 7-1. The must-win Game 2 will be in the Caribert Arena, March 2 at 5:30 p.m., Playing in U13D Provincials, the Caribert, Lucelin Tigers have made it through 2 rounds, each time coming up with a win in the third minigame to advance. Next up for the U13 Tigers was a third-round match against familiar opponents, the Dodslin Stars, which started with a home game February 29. Results unavailable by press deadlines. After ending their series against the LaRange Ice Wolves with a win in LaRange, February 10, the U15 Lasers have had a bit of a break before they take on the Kindersley Clippers in the U15B Northern Final. The Lasers will play in Eatonia March 1 with Game 2 in Unity March 3, at 7 p.m. In girls' provincial hockey, the U13A Western Prairie Wildcats won their first game 3-1, and play again in Warman March 2.